California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. The Kern County Crop Report for 2015 was released this week and showed a strong value across the specialty crops despite all the headwinds facing San Joaquin Valley agriculture. Ruben Arroyo is the Ag Commissioner of Kern County, and he released the report.
And I think we've fallen into place with everybody else in the valley. You know, our everybody's crop report seems to be down for 2015. You know, we had a gross value of $6.8 billion this year, which represents about a 9% decrease from the 2014 crop of $7.5 billion. So we're down 9%. You know, there isn't any surprise as far as what the decreases were. Of course, milk were down. You know, if you combine livestock, poultry products, and livestock and poultry, we were down $400 million. So that's, you know, three-quarters of our $674 million increase. So another thing that wasn't surprising were, you know, we were down in our field crops, $167 million. And that was cotton, hay, and wheat were all down in acreages and in value.
And Arroyo noted that strong ag is important when oil prices are down in Kern County.
Right. And considering, you know, the issues that we're having with oil prices here in Kern County, you know, so we're, you know, we're kind of getting hit from all sides, whether it be regulation or just, you know, just values and drought and, you know, invasive species. Like I said, it's been a trying year, but, you know, ag does what they do best, and that's work with what they have, whether it be water regulation. And so you got to kind of give them a hand in what they've been able to accomplish over the years, with regardless of regulation or water.
And the Raisin Bargaining Association is in the process of going into conciliation in order to work with a third party in hopes of encouraging raisin packers to decide on a 2016 raisin price much earlier than they did last year. Glenn Godo is the president of the Fresno-based Raisin Bargaining Association.
You know, last year kind of got extended into February, you know, March, April this year. So
Godo said rather than that happening again this year, they decided to get a third party involved. Now this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
According to an editorial in the Porterville Recorder in Tulare County, in just a few months, California will enter its wet season when it gets more than 90% of its rainfall and snowfall. Ag officials are urging state and federal officials to manage the state's massive water system to ensure everyone gets their share of water this year. A University of California Davis study found that mismanagement of the state's water system had contributed to the water shortages facing all of California and has greatly contributed to the drawing down of the underground water supply in the San Joaquin Valley. According to UC Davis, the drought will cost farmers more than $600 million this year, which is considerably less than the $2.7 billion hit to the farm economy in 2015. That loss of revenue translates into fewer ag jobs, less production of crops, which feed not only Californians, but the world, and more farmers going out of business. Have a great weekend. This is California Ag Today.